This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text 701-226-8503. Don't text Scott because he's busy rubbing elbows with some of the finest in the talk radio industry. All people like me who aspire to become anywhere near Scott Henin will one day... Come on, Daryl, it's good to have goals. Let me have go. I have it. It's my I have a dream speech.
You okay? Have a dream. Yeah. Well, I have a goal. Anyway.
No, let's not use I have a dream. That's because that was the title of a very serious and very worthy. Nothing I do is going to be that worthy. I have a goal, though.
You got a goal.
Or a couple of goals. Anyway, don't text Scott because he may not get it anyway. But if you text me at 701-226-8503, I'll make sure to get it. I'm Todd Mitchell, and filling in for Scott Henin, Daryl Eaves is here. Hi, Daryl.
Good morning. It is a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning.
It's not too hot. Had a little bit of moisture up our way overnight. Yeah,
we had some here, too, in Bismarck, and apparently might get a little more off and on in the next few days, but then some fun playtime for the weekend because there are so many events going on.
Well, yeah, there's events going on everywhere. I mean, it's that time of year, you know. We've got community festivals.
Good luck finding a weekend where... I always love it. Well, we need to find a weekend where nothing's going on. Nice try. Good luck with that.
I don't think one of those exists any time of the year, especially during the summertime, does it?
Buggies and Blues this weekend. That means I got to vacuum out the convertible, otherwise it looks all piggy.
Buggies and Blues, and you're kind of kicking off some celebrations going on in Washburn this upcoming weekend.
Absolutely. Today, in fact. Yeah. I'm going to be up in Washburn later this afternoon. In fact, the whole barbecue thing there.
Does listen to your K-Fire Cafe once in a while, because I did hear about that you're going to be there.
They start at 4:30, so I'm going to be there at 3.
Well, that's good.
Sampling. I mean, it's sure quality. I'll be the quality control guy. We'll be at Painted Woods Golf Course, folks, by the way. So,
absolutely. Feel free to come on up and join me. They're doing
yeah,
there?
Barbecue boot camp.
Yeah. I tell you what, the folks in the meat lab down at NDSU do a wonderful job putting those on.
I've never tasted barbecued boots. How do they taste?
Well, you know, some people make their steaks to that level anyway. So
I know. What's with those people?
You know,
I want it extremely well done. Here's a piece of leather. Here's an old baseball glove.
I'll confess, I'm a medium well type guy, I'll confess. But
well, I mean, there's a certain, I mean, because, yeah, people that want it, you know, thump and rare scare me, too.
It's I want a little more.
How's your heart feel
just,
about that?
You know, knock the horns off, wipe its nose, which most people say something else, and put it on the plate. But, you know, that one concerns me when I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's good.
I'm with you.
So, hey, I'm glad to be in here today.
Good to have you.
Sitting in for Scott Henin. Once again, I'm Daryl Lease, NDFB president, and glad to be here today. We got a good show coming up. It's not extremely full with guests, so we're going to have a lot of time for what's on your mind. There's a lot of issues out there. Hey, that's the reason for the name, but,
exactly.
You know, of course, we're going to visit with Jim the Flagpole guy coming up, you know, good
sure.
patriotic guy there and trying to spread that patriotism by trying to give good deals on putting up flagpoles, you know, closer to the 10 o'clock hour. After the 10 o'clock hour, though, Consul General from Canada, Paul Connors, is going to join us. And he's going to talk about the Canadian Minister of Infrastructure and Communities that's going to be visiting next Monday, but I'm going to let him get into the details on that. We happen to have been asked at NDFB to host him and going to sit down with some farmers and ranchers and talk about the importance of trade and the relations of trade and specifically how it relates to North Dakota and Canada, but how it in general relates to agriculture also. So Paul Connors will be joining us after the top of the 10 o'clock hour. And then Dr. Edward Fogarty, Chair of the Department of Radiology, UND School of Medicine and Health, will be coming on at 10:30. So, got a good lineup there. But mostly, we want to hear what's on your mind, create some discussion out there, get to know what...
What do they call them, ministers?
You know,
I know Canada does that. England does that.
Yeah.
Here in America, you think of a minister. It's the guy on Sunday that's in the sermon.
Yeah. It's the guy that you go see on Sunday and you avoid during the week because he caught you sleeping in the middle of church. Yeah. So I don't know why that, you know, that's a good question. Why they call him ministers.
My dad claims to not know that he has sleep apnea. I remember him snoring in church one point and then snoring himself awake. And
yeah. Like, well, that's
what do you mean
you wake
know
yourself
sleep
up.
Apnea. You used to sleep in church for crying out loud. But
and my wife says I snore, but I've never heard myself. So I think she's lying to me.
She could record you.
I think she has.
Or she could download somebody else snoring. Yeah, see,
and
claim
I think,
it's you.
I think she claims that she's recorded me, but it has to be somebody else. I just know it has to be. So yeah, we're you know there's
so
a lot
we have
of
to do Facebook Live. Is that what we have to do?
Hey, don't give her any ideas.
Now she's gonna do it.
Not that she's listening because she says, "Why would I want to listen to you when you're on the radio?
Except
I don't want to listen to you
insomnia.
When I'm at home." So
except I've got insomnia, I'm gonna pull up my phone at 2 a.m. I wonder if Daryl's on here snoring.
if he, what was that show that? You know, they had the guy living in the bubble, basically. What was that show? I mean, and they recorded every minute of his life. And, I can't remember the name of it. Anyways, that began.
I was afraid that was happening to me. But
yeah.
That's a different story.
Well, it is, but I wasn't supposed to tell you, so.
Great.
Yeah, great. Great.
I'll stop the meds then. I guess it's really happening. Okay.
So I've got to confess, I haven't had the chance to listen to What's on Your Mind this week a whole lot. They did catch a little bit, you know, Congressman Kramer yesterday and that, and. Of course, we got the ongoing thing yet, but concerns of relationships with the FSA office going on. I did hear that.
Yeah.
When
are we going to get to the bottom of that? It seems like an ongoing thing.
Well, so I can't share a lot of information with you, but there is a meeting going on today that's pretty important, kind of related to that. And so that's about all I can share on it. But we are, you know, we're working on with Congressman Kramer's office. Of course, you know. One of the last times, it was probably the last time, I guess, hosted, we broke that deal here on What's on Your Mind. And, you know, that there was issues going on there. So that's the, but we're working on getting a producers meeting together. A lot of the producers are fearing retaliation if they send a letter in or they make a phone call in and say who they are. And so we're trying to get something lined up where the producers can have some level of confidence and some security and having a discussion without, shall I say, the order of hierarchy throughout the FSA and just kind of get to the top level and share their concerns and not have to worry about their name being known right out front. And although their names are known because some of them have not been shy about being vocal and they need to have that courage. If there's issues going on, you got to have the courage to stand up.
Yeah, let's solve the problem.
Solve the problem, get it taken care of, let's address it, move on. And so we've got confidence in our state FSA director, Brad Tickeson, that he is going to address this thing seriously and address it expediently and make sure relationships have been taken care of that are there. You know, and it's because it's their service. They're public service employees. They're not managers of everybody's individual farm. They're public service employees. They're lenders. They're, you know, they're there to serve the public. They're government employees. They're being paid by the government. They have a job at the will of the people allowing our congressional folks to fund them. And so they got to provide that service. So there comes a little bit tighter eye, so to speak, closer eye put on those offices when that happens, and people need to have the courage to stand up, and they shouldn't have to fear retaliation if they do bring a concern forward to supervisors and such.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a personal thing. It doesn't have to be a humiliation thing, but it does need to be an agency needing to be fixed as needed so it can function properly. That's all.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a personal thing.
In fact, Secretary Perdue came out and made it very clear in his directive to all of the agencies housed within the USDA that you will become more customer-friendly, a.k.a. we're here to work with
farmers. Hey, guess what? That's called life. I don't care what you do for a living. Even if you're one of those way deep behind-the-scenes people, at some level you do still deal with a person or persons, and you are tasked with doing that properly. People skills are needed.
Right.
And certainly if you're front line, they're needed more than ever. So if the person doesn't have the people skills in that front line,
right,
we need to change the front line, put the right peg in the right,
right
hole. It doesn't, again, it doesn't have to be a thing of humiliating somebody, but put the right peg in the right hole. And if we don't have that, let's fix that.
Well, in the meeting, I was had the opportunity to sit down basically one-on-one. There was four of us in the room with Secretary Perdue last September, and he said, there's some folks that don't understand that concept, and we got to find them their appropriate place of employment,
exactly,
or their appropriate spot.
Everybody's
maybe,
got their proper
maybe
place.
Where they're at isn't the right fit, and right, we need to facilitate finding them the right fit.
Bingo.
Or maybe they need
bingo
to move on. And
yes.
And that's not a bad thing. Sometimes things just
that's
don't work
life
out. That's just life.
Life.
So, yeah, this is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. It's What's on Your Mind. Get your phone calls coming in, your texts for Todd, questions that you want to bring up or statements you want to bring up. We'll be back right after the break.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot. Now Devil's Lake too.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's What's on Your Mind, Todd Mitchell. Daryl East is here. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, it's great to be back in studio with the one and only Todd Mitchell. The.
There's actually a few Todd Mitchells out there.
No.
Most
the,
of them are not very.
Just go with this, Todd.
I'm trying to go with it.
Todd Mitchell.
I'm not buying it, but whatever.
Hey, I think we've got somebody calling in, and obviously their alarm went off today to notify him to come on here, because I think that was an issue the last time I guest hosted. CJ, are you with us?
I'm with you. I was hoping you probably forgot about that, Daryl.
mine like a steel trap.
Yeah, that's mine like a steel trap. It's just sometimes that trap's hard to get open, so. But
your critics would say you don't have an open mind, right? Sorry, CJ, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, no, I think that we're pretty much all that way at certain times, you know.
Yeah,
no doubt.
So. Hey, how are you busy at DAC Diesel?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely busy. It's one of these things that I wanted to kind of tell everybody what's going on today, what I actually physically have in the shop. So that way everybody out there, you know, has kind of a clue on what's going on. So I got a truck with a transmission out. It's an L9000, so it's an older truck with a 10-speed transmission. That transmission is out. We're waiting for a rebuilt one to come in. We got a Freightliner, a 2014, that's doing we're doing a power upgrade on that thing. We got a 6.0 power stroke, no start issue that we're working on. We got a John Deere tractor that we're putting a clutch in. Let's see, on the other side, we got an overhaul that we're putting together. We got injectors going in a 7.3 power stroke. We got a head off of Cummins. We're just finishing up another 5.9 Cummins that we put a head gasket in. And we're finishing up our Mercedes engine swap. So I think that pretty much covers about everything that a diesel shop does.
You're pretty close. Kind of a slow day then, in other words, is what you're saying.
Yeah, what are you doing afternoon today?
It's very slow. I'm just wondering what I'm going to do for lunch, who I can call to, you know, just go to lunch with. You know, so, but, you know, that's, you know, so if anybody out there, you know, is wondering what we work on, well, when it comes to diesel vehicles, we pretty much got it all covered.
So, CJ, I've got a question for you. You do a lot of work for farmers and ranchers out there. As president of North Dakota Farm Bureau, you know, of course, that's my passion in that, but it sounds like you probably do have some rancher, farmer rancher vehicles in there.
Yes, we do. We got a tractor. You know, a good example is, you know, I've gone out, or I go out and do service calls. You know, I have gone out and ran overhead on tractors, you know, just getting them ready for spring work. So whether you got a John Deere combine or Case IH tractor, New Holland, doesn't matter, whatever it is, definitely give me a call. And then as far as their pickup trucks or even semis, you know, I do all that. And I would say probably 25% of my work is the farmers and ranchers out there.
Well, good. Take good care of them guys for us, would you?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely trying to do that. That's my farming background. In all reality, if it was a perfect world, that's probably what I'd be doing.
But it's, well, we need your expertise on them diesel engines and everything that comes with that, too. So.
Yeah, exactly. So. But, no, everybody needs a little bit of expertise, and I do appreciate that, Daryl. But, I'll let you go here. I'm probably taking up too much of your guys' time already. But, definitely give me a call at 701-210-0888. That is my cell, or 258-5011, which is the office number. And you can also look me up on Facebook or the Internet at dacdiesel.com.
All right, thanks, CJ. You have a great day, and work hard, but take some time to play hard too.
Sounds good. I'll do that. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Todd.
And eat bacon.
Yeah, eat bacon.
Yeah. I'll have my bacon on Sunday.
There you go.
So, okay. Yeah.
Have a good day,
you guys. Have a great weekend. Yep. Thanks.
You too. Bacon. It's not just for Sundays anymore.
There you go. You know, I mean, it used to be kind of the Sunday brunch thing, you know, and now you put bacon on, you know,
salads
and donuts. And
yeah, I'm not sure I would have thought of that one, but
you know, I wouldn't have thought of that, but I'm actually happy whoever did think of up with it
at first. Well, and even bacon in ice cream sundaes has been done.
Okay, I don't know if I'd go there.
One of the one of the fast food drive-through type establishments was pushing that for a while. I have no idea if they still are, but I remember they brought some around a few years ago, and bacon and ice cream is not a combination I would have thought of on my own.
No, I wouldn't have thought of that. And I probably wouldn't go there, but I kind of like my ice cream just as ice cream.
There is bacon you would not gravitate toward. We finally found it.
You found it. You did find it.
It took decades, but we finally came up with
it. But I would just eat the bacon before I had ice cream for dessert.
Bloody Marys. Which, by the way, there's a Bloody Mary contest event coming up Sunday at the Ramcota in South Bismarck, and I've offered my skills as a judge.
Judging?
Someone needs to take one for the team. Yeah. Also, the Bismarck Cancer Center, so it's a good cause. So, but
yeah, and that's the only reason you offered to judge is because it helped
when
out.
When did we start putting bacon in Bloody Marys? Was that always a thing? I don't really come from a Bloody Mary background, to be honest.
In Caesar's, they put a lot of olives and celery and pickles and stuff like that, but a nice slice of bacon stuck in there probably be an all right deal.
Just to make sure to make a vegetarian mad.
That's my goal in life.
You're drinking vegetables. Oh, no, you put bacon in it. Ew.
Yeah. But see, there's just a lot of things out there. We got that we've been told decades ago, butter was bad for us, eggs was bad for us, red meat was bad for us. Now all of a sudden they're going, the natural fats that are available in butter and then the amino acids and the natural fats and the fatty acids and eggs and red meat.
The grass-fed butter. Make sure to get the grass-fed butter.
Give me a break.
Now, Daryl, help me out here. So butter's not butter?
Butter is butter. Okay. Is butter.
So maybe what I need to do is get a stick of grass-fed butter and a stick of non-grass-fed butter, put them side by side, do a blind taste test with this particular individual, and say, tell me which one's the grass-fed. If they do get it like 9 times out of 10, then maybe I'll start.
So here's the thing, Todd. So there's been studies done on grass-fed versus grain-fed versus grass-backgrounded versus grain-finished versus all these things. And the nutritional value and the nutritional landscape in that food is statistically unchanged. It's not statistically valid.
Is this just a ploy to get more money? Because obviously it's more expensive.
It's a marketing. It's a genius marketing game because there's all kinds of people. And if people prefer to have an animal that's grass-fed, that's fine. If they prefer to have one grain-finished that has more flavor, like me, you're good for that, too. But we'll be back after the break. This is Daryl Lease with What's On Your Mind, sitting in for Scott Hennen. It's a beautiful day. Everyone out there must be in the yard because we haven't had any phone calls yet. Call in, folks.
It happens.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president discusses the possibility of a World War III in his annual TV phone-in show. Vladimir Putin warning that a large-scale global war would lead to the end of the world. Putin delivering the warning during that show when a caller asked him whether economic sanctions could set off a World War III. Putin quoted Albert Einstein saying he doesn't know what weapons will be used in a World War III, but if there is one, he says a World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. House Republicans are hoping to come up with a compromise today on immigration, hoping to put together a bill that would satisfy conservatives who want to crack down on illegal immigrants, but also moderates who want to protect young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Well, the AC/DC guys realize that one state at least in the union identifies this with a football team and not a rock band.
But the one state in the union is keeping them famous, though, too, because Thunderstruck has played everywhere. In fact,
oh, yeah.
Todd, you know, you witnessed it actually when you finally got to the Racing Pigs for the first time last year.
I know. It only took me 50-some-odd years to finally make a...
That's one of our songs we use for an intro to the Pigs.
I got
you
to
know.
See backstage.
You got, yeah, you got exclusivity backstage that does not given out very often. And the reason it's not given out very often is because of the animal rights wackos out there that... You know, think they know how to better care for animals than those of us that do it 24
so
hours a day,
so
7 days a week.
So that's why you're so willing to let the media go back there. You want to be able to prove that it is a safe and appropriate environment for what's going
well,
on.
Well, and because I had confidence that you were going to portray it as it is,
right,
and not take that video home and cut it apart and make and splice it, because you can splice anything together to make it look bad
talented.
Or make it look great.
I'm not that talented.
So, yeah. That's
the only way I can make my camera look bad is to point it at myself.
I'll leave that one right there.
Thank you.
This is Daryl Leese, NDFB president, sitting in for Scott Hennin, who is, you know, kind of on vacation, but kind of not, because he's out rubbing elbows with some of the other...
Yeah, it's a convention thing.
You know, some of the other people that aren't quite as high-profile as Scott is in the industry, you know, talk show industry, you know, so they're probably rubbing elbows with him, actually, is what's going on.
Right.
You know.
So in case anybody thought maybe I was on his level, no.
Well, and, you know...
I never claimed to be.
He probably got people like Sean Hannity showing up to him and asking Scott for advice, you know, what he should do on his show, and, you know, I mean, just saying.
Scott used to fill in for him on his show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you want to, if you're going to take some time off, you want to get better people. Scott did that by getting you in here. Was that good?
Wow, that was.
Huh?
Boy, don't let Scott hear that. I don't know.
That's one.
Yes, one for one. Todd. Scott, zero. Yeah. I'm kind of jealous of him, though, because I'd like to meet a lot of those. Even some of them that I don't agree with that may be there, you know, from the opposite side of thought. It's kind of
Alan
intriguing.
Alan Golds was a keynote at a thing I was at, and his keynote was actually pretty good. I mean,
I
don't agree with the guy, but he's a good dude, you know?
Yeah, and so, I mean, but just to visit with them, I mean, just the knowledge that they have to have, whether they interpret it the same way I do or not, but the background knowledge and the studying that has to go on to do that on a daily basis, especially if you're a national syndicated, I mean... It's off the charts.
The gold standard, Rush Limbaugh. Think about him. Think about all the continual, you know, your tentacles are out there. And in the case of Rush, you're talking about a guy who went functionally deaf for a few months. The calls transcribed on a screen to him so he knew what was being said. And then he got the cochlear implants. And now he can hear, although it's obviously severely limited.
Well, there's certain words or certain tones that he can't hear yet, or he hears them differently,
I mean,
or whatever.
Imagine being a radio guy on hundreds upon hundreds of radio stations, and you go deaf.
Right. So let me segue here to
okay, back. How are you tying that to anything? I want to know.
I'm tying that back to agriculture and a little bit of our conversation
before the break.
Okay. This great technology, the cochlear implant,
mm-hmm.
allows people that have gone deaf to hear, not to full extent, not to the natural state.
Oh, something's a lot better than nothing.
It right.
gives you some ability to communicate.
But technology did that.
Yep.
It's no different than us using technology in agriculture to increase the productivity, which increases the amount of food that's on the tables in people's houses, the availability of it, the affordability of it, the safety of it. And with that,
funny you mentioned safety and technology, because I just put a video up of a bunch of people texting and walking into poles and stuff like that.
So. Okay, there's some technology that creates a safety hazard.
Don't blame the tech; it's not the tech's fault.
Yeah, that's human error during use of technology. But you know, technology is, you know, and in the United States, American farmers and ranchers have led and paved the way of technological advances in
Absolutely.
Agriculture, in production, in, you know, I mean, the
otherwise we still have oxen out there. And
well, a mule and 40 acres.
Right.
There's probably some people out there that think we should have a mule and 40 acres. I won't mention who they are, but they...
The same people that are trying to give you grass-fed butter and stuff.
Well, yeah, and there's some other organizations that don't think like we do that, you know, progress is good and living the American dream and growing your... You know, a farm or ranch or your business, your small business is necessarily a good thing, and they want to limit how that's done. But, you know, it's kind of the old mentality of the mule and 40 acres that, you know what, hey, there's, and let me, full disclosure here, I get the opportunity to represent 27,000 member families,
mm-hmm.
so 50-some thousand members, if you look at it that way, two
right.
being represented in a family. And so, but I get this opportunity. And everyone has kind of painted NDFB as, oh, they're just, you know, the big farmer advocate of that. Well, their current president, who is me, is probably one of the smallest scaled farmers in the state of North Dakota. We do very...
Smallest? Is that a...
Well, shortest. Short joke? No, that's smallest
Those
and short are two different
version,
things, but thanks
Darryl's
for recognizing
the
that.
Room.
Normally, I do my own short jokes because someone's going to do it anyways, but... But thanks for that anyways, Todd.
Sure,
I was glad to be here today in studio with you. But let's be honest. Our theories and our beliefs, our principles that we're founded on, is there's a place for everyone of every size. We can't segregate between, you know, organic and conventional and traditional and grass-fed and all that. They all have their place. That's the great thing about the United States of America. We have choices and options here. But a lot of those arguments are arguments of the first world countries, not the third world countries. Third world countries don't argue about whether their rice is golden rice or it's regular rice. They don't argue whether that the cornmeal that they're getting is GMO corn or whether it is, you know, a non-GMO type of a corn. And so, I mean, when you look at those things, we get to argue about things in the United States because we have abundance. We are, for lack of a better term, fat and sassy, and we can be. And therefore, we argue and have discussions about things that we really maybe shouldn't be arguing about, but we do. And let's give everyone that, you know, that is out there, I don't care if you're raising, you know, cattle on grass and you only finish them on grass and hay, or if you're doing, you know, a feedlot situation, or if you're growing pigs in a barn, or you're growing pigs out on pasture or poultry, or you know, if you're growing, you know, raising sheep, or if you're growing wheat or growing canola or sugar beets or whatever it may be, let's just celebrate that the people out there are doing that, because guess what? Over 98% of Americans have said, we want you to do that for us. We don't have the time. It ain't a priority for us to do it. We're entrusting you to do it for us. But then they want to tell us how to do it, which doesn't make a lot of sense. If you know so well how to do it, why aren't you doing it? even trusted. You said it's not a priority on my list, which is fine. We're more than happy. The less than 2% of us out there that do it are more than happy to do it. We take that charge as a responsibility of ours. We don't take it lightly. And we do it, yes, to make a living for our family, as a way to raise our family. But it allows all those other 98%, those families, the freedom to do what they want to do. They can go to the lake any day of the week they want when they're done with their job, or on the weekends. They don't have a responsibility for caring for livestock or making sure that that crop is healthy throughout the summer. And we're happy to do that. It's just there's a small segment, and I call it a small segment, but a very vocal segment, that wants to tear down, wants to drive a wedge in between agriculture, and that has to stop. Is that a wrong, hope, Todd, to expect that to, you know, kind of come to an end, and let's just celebrate that we have choices, but let's not tear down the opposite choice of what maybe our system is compared to the next one, compared to our neighbors or our relatives or whatever. It might be a different system. Let's just celebrate that we have choices, and that, you know what, we have the ability to afford the choices. That's the other thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's a...
That's called first world problems. That's where that came from.
First world problems, absolutely. You know, we had a text come in, and this is the other thing I did hear, a little discussion, a little bit. I was able to listen to the show this week, the first few days of the week. And it has a deal with the White House visit, non-visit by the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, what part did Carson Wentz play or not play in this? And a texter texted, and this is very... very telling, very good insight, actually, by this texter. Says, Wentz could clear all of this going, not going thing up by contacting one of North Dakota's many media outlets. And he hasn't, so that tells me he wasn't going. And that's, you know, and
probably doesn't want to get hammered on the point.
Well, and so Carson is actually fueling the fire by not responding to the folks in North Dakota that have stood behind him. I mean, people in North Dakota went over the top supporting Wentz. And
yeah.
He should come out and tell the people in North Dakota where he exactly was on this deal. And he could end the discussion today by doing that.
And, you know, Scott brought up a good point, too, Scott Hennon. It's not like he's an older, mature guy, Carson Wentz. Given his age... maybe we need to cut him a little bit of slack. He's around a lot of teammates. Maybe what he's trying to do is do some team building with the Eagles, with something that he wouldn't necessarily on his own go to, but for the sake of the team, do it because it builds the team, because the team does a lot to help him, so maybe it's his way of giving back to the team. But and again, given his age, it's not like we're talking about a guy who's 35, 45, 55, been around the block. He's been around his block, but he's not been around the big world as much.
However, let me bring the however the butt into this.
Sure.
He's got management that has been.
Right. Well, yeah, he's got people around him that could be, and I'm sure, and are those people telling him, yo, Carson, back home, they're going to think you're crazy for doing this.
And he's grounded very heavily in his family.
Yes,
and he's
is.
Got family with him out there.
Yep.
True. That you can't tell me they aren't hearing. You can't tell me Carson's not hearing what's being said here in North Dakota.
Oh, he's got to be.
Okay. Now, I don't have a problem if he wants to go support his linemen or other folks on his team at this event.
That's why I say
but
team
not man. Instead of the White House visit. Not in
yeah,
spite
I know. That's
of.
That's just it.
That's
begs
the difference.
It begs the question, yo, Carson, why are you doing this? What do you think?
All right. Hey, Mac, hang on. We'll come back to you after the break. This is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennon on What's On Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
Life is for living. And at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true. Because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thileson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thileson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high quality jobs, boosts our economy, more than 15,000 good paying jobs, $100 million going right to the state, $1 billion in personal income, nearly $4 billion in economic impact. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep power costs low, nurture our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. 10 before the hour, what's in your mind? Daryl Lees and for Scott Hennon.
It's great to be in this morning again here. And, you know, I guess we have Jim the Flagpole Guy with us. I think he's on the line now. Great patriot trying to spread that patriotism throughout North Dakota by selling people Great Leg Pulls. Jim, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, Daryl. Good morning. Good morning to Todd and the listening audience. This week we have coming up is Flag Day, and I guess it's truly represented in my customers. I get to see it over and over firsthand in different ways when people put up their flags and order their flagpoles. But I'd just like to read a little bit, gentlemen, if I could, about Flag Day history. National Flag Day is when Americans celebrate the meaning of their nation's flag, honor their traditions associated with its care, and educate those around them to its significance. The flag of the United States is to be honored and carries with it both history and tradition. On June 14, 1777, the flag resolution was signed, making the current Stars and Stripes the national flag of the United States of America. On May 30, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson called for the nationwide observance of the Flag Day. In 1949, President Harry S. Truman signed Congress's decree, making June 14th of each year National Flag Day. So, amen to that. And the flag and its true intent is seemingly becoming more prominent in people's minds and hearts as we get back to our country's founding. And thank you to everybody who make America great.
Absolutely. Jim, so what kind of specials do you got running right now? I mean, you got anything good out there that you're putting out there for an offer to folks?
They're flagpoles. All of his flagpoles are good.
Well, they're all good, but I mean, you know, that special promotion, you know, just to get people that are kind of sitting on the fence going, yeah, I'd like to do one, but I don't know. Well, push them over the fence, Jim. What do
and
you
has,
got for
and it? And has Carson Wentz called you to order a flagpole, by the way?
Well, I don't know if Carson Wentz has got much time for thinking about flagpoles right now, but he should. But I hope that he calls me one day. But basically, it's like this. There's a couple of different classes of flagpoles, and there are a couple of different price ranges, and they seem to be pretty equal. And one is simply the external halyard rope, which is on the outside, is called the Continental, and that's generally $950 installed. And then you can move into your internal halyards, and they start around $2,000, and they go right on up. But it all depends on the use and the longevity and the least amount of maintenance. So you either pay a little more up front or have a little more work down the road.
Excellent. Thanks, Jim. We appreciate you spreading the patriotic attitude.
Well, it's the last country on earth with the ability for the individual to prosper. And by the way, I'd just like to thank a couple of gentlemen that worked with me last week, and they're both worked 8 years to get their immigration status. One gentleman was from Rwanda, the other one was from Jamaica. They both helped me put flagpoles in, and they said they came here for opportunity. So let us who were born here all hear this. This is the land of opportunity. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Hey, we're not gonna waste any more time. We're gonna get to the phone lines here. We have Mac that's been waiting for us from Watford City. Wants to talk about the McKenzie County elections. Mac, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you for being there today.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been seeing a lot and hearing a lot of the back and forth on these McKenzie County elections, and I'm kind of close to a couple of the individuals that are running, and you know, there's just such a nastiness, what with the attempt to fire our sheriff and that going back in the face of the folks that attacked. But now it's being all brought back up again. And I just am so upset because, you know, he's a good man. And it's making me mad because all this stuff come up and everybody was saying, hey, we're going to besmirch this man's character to the point where he's not going to keep his job. And went all the way to the Supreme Court and a federal magistrate. And the federal magistrate said that the county should be embarrassed for the garbage they were pulling on him. And the Supreme Court said the county was wrong for all the stuff that they did. But all we hear about is, in the rhetoric, is he's a bad guy. He won everything. He won an election. He won the magistrate's case. He won the Supreme Court case. And in winning the Supreme Court case, he reestablished what the attorney general had said a long time ago about elected offices each have kind of like at the federal level, they got kind of a co-equal standing. You can't have auditors doing the commissioner's job, the commissioner's doing the sheriff's job, and vice versa, or it gets all you know, Dukes of Hazzard, where, you know, the sheriff's running the whole show.
Right. And, well, thanks for calling in, Mac. We're up against the break here. Thanks for weighing in on that. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on up there in McKenzie County. We got another caller from there that we'll try and get to, but we've got a guest coming on here at 10:06. So hang on if you can.
We don't want to get all Dukes of Hazzard on
you. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never known that as an adjective.
No.
There you go.
We'll be back right after the break. What's on your mind?
At whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.